Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Emergency responders quickly contained a vehicle fire in downtown Bad Axe on Wednesday. The incident occurred at approximately 12 o'clock in front of a local law office in the downtown area. The Bad Axe Police Department and Bad Axe Fire Department were immediately dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders utilized a fire extinguisher to suppress the flames and disconnect the vehicle's battery connections to prevent further electrical hazards. Firefighters then extinguished any remaining smoldering materials. According to the Bad Axe Fire Department's preliminary investigation, the fire originated in the vehicle's dashboard and was electrical in nature. The vehicle was subsequently towed from the scene. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 20-year-old male from Kindy, identified as Hunter Turbush, was reportedly missing early Thursday morning after leaving his home on Odell Street around 3 a.m. Barefoot, except for cowboy boots, shorts, and a tank top despite below freezing temperatures. Authorities learned he had recently moved to the area and was unfamiliar with local residents. Huron County deputies, Kindy fire officials, Harbor Beach Fire Department, who deployed a thermal drone, and a Tuscola County canine unit aided in the search. After re-interviewing the complainant, deputies discovered marijuana had been used in the house and learned Turbush's relative lived in Pinnebog. The search shifted focus, and soon after, the relative contacted dispatch, confirming Turbush was at their home. Deputies found Turbush intoxicated but cooperative. He stated he walked approximately 5 miles from Kindy to Pinnebog and was cited for a minor consumption of alcohol before being left to sober up at his relative's residence. And Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch's family attended the first court hearing of the suspect accused of shooting and killing him, held a day after Welch's memorial service. The probable cause hearing took place at Lapeer County District Court via Zoom with 32-year-old William Channer, who was formally charged on November 7th. Channer faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder for the shooting at Welch's workplace, Trims Unlimited in Elmont. He was involved in a police chase and armed confrontation, during which he was shot by deputies and remains hospitalized. Prosecutors confirmed no plea offers will be made, with trial proceedings moving forward if necessary. Channer's defense requested a forensic evaluation to assess his mental competency to stand trial. The brief hearing lasted just 15 minutes, with Welch's family present and showing courage so soon after their loss. January 9, 2026, William Channer is set to appear again in Lapeer County District Court. And more than 2.6 million Michigan residents are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home during the Thanksgiving holiday period this year, marking a 1.4% increase compared to last year. Most travelers, 2.3 million, will be hitting the road by car, while projections show about 225,000 will be flying, and 80,000 will use other forms of transportation, including bus, train, and cruise ships, with those alternate methods showing the largest year-over-year increase. Travel experts advise planning ahead, noting that the busiest travel days will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday of Thanksgiving week. Travelers are encouraged to finalize their plans early and check for potential flight delays or cancellations before heading out. And Pope Leo has fixed a technical glitch in a Vatican law that became problematic after Pope Francis named the first ever woman to head the Vatican City State Administration. Leo on Friday amended the 2023 law to remove a reference that had said the president of the Vatican City State Administration must be a cardinal. The law became a problem after Francis in February appointed Sister Raffaella Petrini, an Italian nun, as president of the city-state. The appointment was one of many Francis made to elevate women to top decision-making jobs in the Vatican. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this early hour on this Saturday. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.